Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
CU, CSU, Wyoming, their seasons, yeah, sadly, we know, are all done. But the UNC Bears are fighting to live another day. They beat Florida Atlantic yesterday 74-71 in the first round of the CBI tournament. Now moving on to the second round to take on another UNC in the UNC Asheville Bulldogs. The voice of the Bears, Jerry Schimmel, was ready for a vacation, I think. No, Jerry's back at it again for another game. Jerry, my man, great call. And how about those Bears?
Yeah, you know what? Great game yesterday. They really played well, Brady, they despite some turnovers and didn't shoot free throws or three-pointers all that well, but they still managed to win by playing defense, which is something they really haven't done a whole lot of this year. They've won by outscoring teams and getting close to 100 points on a given night, but yesterday they were terrific defensively against a really good Florida Atlantic team, and today it'll be the same way. Got a tough assignment against, like you said, the Bulldogs from UNC Asheville.
Yeah, and well, and surprise, surprise, Dalen Coons with another 20-plus point game. I mean, that guy just closes his eyes and falls over 20 points anymore, doesn't he?
It's amazing. I think it's 23 games now where he's had at least 20 points.
Wow.
And that's great consistency. And I think he had two or three in a row where he didn't score 20. So you throw those out, and he's got 20 in almost every game this year. So just it's great to see that from Dalen. I thought maybe after the tournament, I know he was really down the way his team played against Montana State, but to have that week between games, I thought there might be some rust, there might be some mental letdown. Boy, not for Dalen and not for that whole team. They played really hard, led by Dalen Coons yesterday.
Yeah, Dalen was sensational, and it was Knight Coor with one of those games. We've seen a lot of these great double-double games from him this year. Coor John Cooch with 16 points and 12 boards, and I know that was a big part. You're talking about the defensive side. Typically, when the Bears do play solid defense, he has to be a big factor.
Exactly, and didn't get into foul trouble. That's a real key for him. Same way with Bodie Hume, who had the double-double yesterday as well. Brady, those guys didn't get into foul trouble, and I think when they don't do that, they get into that rhythm, they know what their rotation is going to be, and they can set in a little bit and play that great defense and not worry about fouling, especially late in the ball game. So they weren't tentative because they weren't in foul trouble, so they get aggressive defensively. The referees had a good whistle, I thought, on both sides. So, yeah, both of those guys are really impressive, and they needed that. They needed that rebounding effort and that defensive effort against a very big and good rebounding defensive team that they saw yesterday.
Well, Jerry, I know you're getting set for the pregame show coming up at 1 o'clock with tip-off right around 1:30. Going up against this UNC Asheville Bulldogs team, again, how much do you know about this team right now? What should Bears fans that are listening be concerned with going into this matchup?
Well, you look, I think there's some keys here. First of all, they've got a big center who's really good defensively. He's sixth in the NCAA in all divisions in block shots. He's getting almost three blocks a game. So a tall, lean guy, but really has a knack for blocking shots. So that's going to be a factor in this ball game. The other one is they've got two players that are excellent three-point shooters. I mean, up 40%. One of them is the number two three-point shooter in terms of makes and threes in school history. The other one's number three. They're two and three on the list in school history. And then here's the stat that really is interesting, Brady. 28% defense against three-point shooting this year.
Wow.
That's almost unheard of. That's in the top 10 as well in the NCAA. So they really guard the perimeter. That's number five, actually. That's the fifth best defensive percentage against three-point shooting. And the Bears are that great three-point shooting team. So that is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But it's a good team. They're 17-14. They started out really well this year, really hot. They lost a couple players that they've got back now. And now UNC Asheville will be a formidable opponent, no question about that today.
Yeah, the Bears looking to advance and see if they can make it to the semifinals. Jerry, if the Bears can pull this thing off in the matter of minutes when we get this thing started, what's the schedule look like tomorrow?
Going to play at 5 o'clock Mountain Time, which we won't have the broadcast because I know you guys have the high school all-star game, but they will play North Carolina Wilmington, a team that I was watching this game, Brady. They were down by 22 in the second half and came back and won just now, 75-74. So they will, you know what, I take that back. They won. They did end up winning by one. So, yes, so they'll play UNC Wilmington tomorrow, a team that came back they were left for dead today. And another team in that same conference with UNC Asheville, same type of team it looks like, big, strong, physical team. So if they win today, they'll play at 5 o'clock tomorrow against another team from that conference, UNC Wilmington.
And if they can get that done, we will have the championship game on Wednesday. Jerry, I'm looking forward to this, man. As soon, I'm signing off in like 2 minutes, so I'll be listening to your pregame show. I'm ready for them. I'm glad, hey, we get an opportunity to still have Bears basketball a couple weeks later. So I know that this is exciting for a lot of Bears fans, certainly this team.
I'm looking forward to it, Brady. It's been a really fun season for me, and I've had a blast doing these games. And to do at least one more is a thrill for me. And before I let you go, I'm just looking at Twitter, by the way, before you brought me on. And David, and the Twitter stuff you're talking about with the sports bar in Denver,
yeah,
is one thing.
Wow.
But the other one I was kind of interested is David Roddy saying wonderful things about you and his experience on your show this year. So congratulations for that. I know he's a great guy. He's a great interview. You guys have a great show, but I think that guy has a ton of respect for you, so congrats on that.
Well, you know, I'm hoping he has so much respect for me that he breaks some news on Wednesday. That's what we're... I'm not counting on it. I'm telling Rams fans don't count on it, but you never know. And yes, there's certainly drama going on Twitter. I can't help it. People say, Brady, don't get involved in drama. It's like, I host a radio show. I gotta do it once in a while, Jerry.
That's your job, isn't it?
I think so. Jerry, my man, you know how I feel about your broadcast and what you do. It's a great honor to have you on this station all the time. And again, another game this season can't be a bad thing with Jerry Schimmel on the call.
I appreciate that, Brady. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to the call. Let's hope we can get one more at least and get to tomorrow.
All right, my friend. There he is, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. Man, it's awesome having him with 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I thought he was going to go into the Twitter drama. Jades, you've been reading some of it, man. It's good reading, isn't it? A lot of people are getting irritated. Like, yeah, this is... Come on, this is what Twitter is. Do you go to Twitter for sophisticated talk? I don't think so. Like, you go to Twitter for garbage, and then when there's garbage, you get mad that there's garbage. It's so funny. 12:57 the time. The UNC Bears getting set to take on UNC Asheville. The UNC Asheville Bulldogs. Can the Bears get past them and move to the semifinal game and get closer and closer to a tournament championship, to a CBI championship? Jerry Schimmel's on the call right around the corner. Keep it here. Big game for the Bears. Got you covered right after 1 o'clock. Jerry will be back at it. This has been the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.